The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Well, all righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio and television program on this Groundhog Day 2025. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital and on the YouTube South Point streaming network as well. So we welcome you to the show. On the radio, we got that covered. Our anchor station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM as well. And then our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phones. You got that covered, of course, with your apps. Go to your app store and you get the KSHP app. You can hear us through the radio station, YouTube app. You can see and listen to us on the YouTube streaming network. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, simply put, however, wherever, wherever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Sunday, the second day of February. And, of course, 1 week from today will be the Super Bowl. Kale, man, is starting to crank up here in town, I can tell you this. And the South Point will be the center for all of the Super Bowl action. If you're making plans to come up here for the Super Bowl and a little horse racing and a little good food and entertainment, it's right here at the South Point. It's all free of charge. When you start right off with parking your car free, you get in free. And, of course, they got the ballroom parties upstairs, the lounges, and the race and sports book as well. It'll be jam-packed, that's for sure. And the first thing out of your pocket might be to make a bet or buy one of those discounted foods or beverages as well. The big game party here on Sunday. And we'll talk more about that as we move through the week. Now, remember, for those of you that just join us on maybe on the weekend or maybe just Sunday, I want to remind you that we will not have a show on this Wednesday only. This is only for this Wednesday. We won't have a show. They're redesigning the studio. We're going to have a new set when we come back on Thursday. So we won't have a show on Wednesday. I'm going to see if I can get, usually on Wednesday, we get picks from Jonathan Hardoon and Rich Ang. What I'll do is I'll try to get Jonathan and Rich to text me their picks on Wednesday, and I'll put it on my X account, okay? My X account is at Race Day LV Ralph. Just spell it out. The little at symbol, Race Day LV Ralph. And I'll post them up there. Hopefully I'll get them up there by 9 a.m. Pacific time for Jonathan and Richie's picks for Wednesday. But no Wednesday show. We'll be back on Thursday after today. Oxitani Phil says, after looking at his shadow, which means six more weeks of winter, so says Punxsutawney Phil. This is the 139th time that on Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil has poked his head outside of his little hole there. And if he sees his shadow, more winter. He saw his shadow today, so there will be six more weeks of winter, so says Punxsutawney Phil. I got to tell you something, though. That is an event. If you haven't even seen it on TV or actually witnessed there, this is a town, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, that has a total population of 5,000 people. But there were 50,000, times that by 10, 50,000 people today, this morning, early on a cold morning in Pennsylvania that showed up to see Punxsutawney Phil make his prediction. And I gave it to you here in nice warm confines of wherever you're watching and listening to our show. He says 6 more weeks of winter. And I could tell you that with the way the winter has been going, I could see that happening, really, without a problem, that's for sure. All righty. On today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon back with us, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J will not be with us. As you can tell from yesterday on the show, he looked like he was a little bit under the weather. He wasn't really, sharp as we know Jerry can be. And he's coming down with the flu. So Jerry's not going to be with us this morning, but I got his picks. So we're all set and ready. I got Jerry's picks. He won't be with us this morning. And he'll have a good 4 days to try to rebound out of that, because after all, we won't be here today. He won't be here today. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be off. So we'll get Jerry back on Thursday. So that's the lineup of our handicappers. And another one of those violations, but this one was for Santa Anita and the California Horse Racing Board. Peter Miller, as you know, he has some horses back. As a matter of fact, he has some horses stable at Oaklawn. But he got a $5,000 fine for not having custody of a horse that he entered in a race when he entered the race at Santa Anita. So says the California Horse Racing Board. Now, my understanding is he was supposed to get this horse, didn't get it. The horse wound up running at Mountaineer Park. And so because he entered the horse without having the horse physically at the barn at Santa Anita so the veterinarians could examine him with the entry, he was fined $5,000. So that's an interesting story there. But that had nothing to do with HISA. This time it was the California Horse Racing Board, okay? All right, just want to remind everybody again, no show on Wednesday, but we're going to cover a lot of what's going on, certainly. Today's show, we're going to give you the results from yesterday now. All right, we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, Safi Joseph Jr. started out his winning on the day with the first race winner with Edgar Zayas. And by the way, Edgar Zayas had a multiple day of wins. And that was a 960 winner to start off the racing yesterday at Gulfstream. In the Swedish Chant Stakes, the first of the five stakes races at Gulfstream yesterday, the winner there was Vixen. You remember that Jonathan Ardoon, when we were going through those races, said Vixen looked like a pretty hard favorite to beat. He didn't think she could be beaten. She didn't. Vixen wins for Mark Cassie and John Velasquez, paying 360. That was John Velasquez's first win on the day. In the fifth race, Luis Saez got his first of multiple winners, and so did Brad Cox, getting his first on yesterday. In the fifth race with the maiden name Emergence, and Emergence paid $1,760 for that duo. And then we got to Luis Saez's second win. It came right back in the sixth race with Rohan Kretschen's trainee paying $640. Then we went on to the seventh race, where John Velasquez got his second win of the day for Todd Pletcher. Todd Pletcher also had a multiple win day. That horse paid $340 in the seventh. The eighth race that started out the late pick four, the winner paid. I take that back. It started out the late pick five. Okay, the eighth race started the late pick five. The winner in that race paid $66.80. So that knocked out quite a few pick five tickets right off the bat. And it was a Mike Maker trainee, Rajiv Mura, won that with Matawad, that big winner in the eighth. Then the ninth race was the Swale Stakes for three-year-olds at 7 furlongs. Gate to Wire didn't go Gate to Wire, but he got up to win under Dylan Davis for Todd Pletcher's second win of the day, paying $29.20. A Pletcher winner in a stakes race, paying $29.20. Gate to Win upsets the ninth. Macho Music was second, and Gunmetal was third. Those are the prices of the first two now in the pick five, the late pick five. The 10th race with the Kitten's Joy, Charlie's to Blame, won for Luis Saez's third win of the day. Peter Erton trained the winner there, Charlie's to Blame, paying $8.20. Then we went on to the main event of the stakes races, the Holy Bull. That was the 11th. The winning there was Burnham Square, Edgar Zayas's second win of the day for trainer Ian Wilkes, paid $10.60. This horse went from a maiden win to the Holy Bull win there. Burnham Square, 1060, outrunning Tappan Street and Burning Glory. Ferocious, the horse that I liked, but I'm turning loose now. I'm telling you. He made a bold move on the turn and just quit and flattened out like a $3 bill. So he's gone off of my list. Ferocious off the board. And then in the 12th and final race, the Forward Gal, the winner there was Eclatant, which was John Lindo's pick on the show. Eclatant wins, pays $10 even for Brad Cox's second win of the day and Luis Saez's fourth win of the day. Finishing second in the race was Stunning, and that was Jonathan Hardoon's pick. Therefore, the Sirocco Play Exacta, the 7-11-11-7 box ran first and second. That $2 Exacta paid $43. The Sirocco Play Exacta, $43 in that 12th and final race. Give John Lindo the win at $10 even there. So, your late pick five, all right, that started out with the $66 horse, winning numbers 13, 5, 2, 7, and 7. Paid $85,168.35. The pick six at Gulfstream paid $61,479.44. Had more than one winner, so they have the jackpot still going there. So, out of yesterday's races, you got Burnham Square that gets 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, and Eclatant that gets 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard yesterday at Gulfstream. What a day of racing it was there yesterday. All righty. Santa Anita. You had four big stakes races there. In the Santa Monica, with four fillies in the Santa Monica, the winner easily was Copion for Antonio Frasu and Richard Mandela, paying $4.40, outrunning Hope Road and Richie, who finished third. In the Robert B. Lewis, 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. The winner there was Citizen Bull, the Eclipse Award-winning juvenile of last year, the Breeders' Cup juvenile winner of last year, makes his three-year-old debut and an emphatic one, too. He won this race with authority. Citizen Bull goes wire to wire. He broke a little bad. He broke a step or two slow, but by the time they hit the first turn in the mile race, he was already on the lead, and he was gone from there. Citizen Bull, Martin Garcia aboard for Bob Baffert, paid $3.80. Bob Baffert had three horses in the race. They ran first, second, and third. His second-place finisher was Rodriguez. The third horse was Medicate Road. Baffert sweeps the Robert B. Lewis, and Baffert wins the Robert Lewis for the seventh straight year and 13 Robert Lewis's overall. Baffert scores easily there. All right, then we've got the fifth race. Jonathan Hardoon came with a winner in the fifth race, one of the toughest races on the card. His winner paid $10.60. Bengaza under Umberto Rispoli got the job done with authority at $10.60. That in the fifth race, so we want to thank Jonathan for that. And then the Megahertz Stakes was the sixth. Rashmi wins. Rashmi under Frankie Dettori for Jonathan Thomas pays $5.80, outrunning Mahina and Linguria, who finished third. Then Baffert got his second win of the day with John Hernandez and Pilot Commander in the seventh race, paying $2.40 as the prohibitive favorite there. In the Thunder Road Stakes, the eighth race on the card, El Potente wins for Dan Blacker. Hector Barrios' second win of the day, $5 even there, outrunning SEAL Team, who broke bad. SEAL Team actually broke through the starting gate, but they caught him right away, came back, broke a little bad, was dead last for most of the race, and then rallied to finish second. He was no threat to El Potente. He won by a good margin. But it was a good effort by SEAL Team, who finished second in the race. Air Force Red, who was the early pace setter, finished third. The ninth race had a win disqualification. The first horse under the wire was Roman Gratis, but was disqualified for interference, giving it to Berlin Wall, who was placed first. Tiago Piera for Steve Knapp, paying $4.60. And then your 10th and final race gave Umberto Rispoli his second win of the day with Mike McCarthy training at $10.60. The pick six at Santa Anita, $4,936.40 on an eventful day at Santa Anita. Aqueduct yesterday, Manny Franco had a couple of wins. He was the only jockey to visit the winner's circle more than once yesterday. He won the first race for Brad Cox at $4.10 and then came back to win the Wither Stakes with 20 Kentucky Derby points on the line. The Wither, Captain Cook wins that for Dick Dutrow and Manny Franco, $4.90 as the favorite, outrunning Surfside Moon, a huge long shot who finished second. Omaha Omaha was third. In the other stakes races on the day, the Toboggan, won by Maximus Meritus for Michelle Sanchez and Robert Reed Jr., paying $14.80, outrunning Running Son of a Gun and Full Moon Madness. And in the Ruthless Stakes, the winner there was Volleyball Princess with Alessio Ruiz aboard, paying $22, trained by Lewis Linder Jr. The second in the race was Our Dreaming Girl. Third was Hollywood Beauty, that at Aqueduct yesterday. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. They got a carryover today. Five out of six paid $352.50. All right, you remember we were talking about Flavien Prat going to Tampa Bay. And John Lindo reminded us that he went there. He had five mounts on the day, okay? Pratt had five mounts. Four of them, he went to Tampa Bay to ride Chad Brown horses. So here's what happened. The fourth race was a maiden race. The winner were there, Flavien Prat, with Goncora, paying $2.60 for Chad Brown. The sixth race, the Endeavor Stakes, Saffron Moon wins it. Flavien Prat aboard for Chad Brown, paying $5.60, outrunning See You Around and Venezia. Flavien Prat picked up a mount from another trainer in the seventh race, Papa Yo. This horse was the favorite in the race for Christopher Davis. But going down the backstretch, he went wrong, and Flavien Prat pulled this horse up at right around halfway through the race. And so, thank goodness, Prat was okay, and so was the horse, but he pulled him up out of the race. Then we go to the ninth race, the Tampa Bay, and Flavien Prat aboard the Chad Brown Running B wins the Tampa Bay, so it's Prat and Brown 3-for-3, Running B in the ninth. And then Pratt came back in the 10th and final race in an allowance race for Chad Brown. They win that. Not in a Million Years was the name of the horse. 8-5 on the morning line was the dead favorite in the race. Four wins out of four starts yesterday for Chad Brown at Tampa Bay for Flavien Prat. Those two got together and took down Tampa Bay big time. Oaklawn Park yesterday, the American Beauty Stakes was won by Vendetta with Keith Asmussen aboard for his father, Steve Asmussen. Steve Asmussen was winning this race for the sixth time, the American Beauty Stakes, paying $5.20, outrunning Fibber and Taxed. And then Keith came back for his father to win the last race as well, paying $5.20. So the Asmussens together won the feature and the last race yesterday at Oaklawn. Turfway Park. The Four Go Stakes won by Play Me a Tune, $5.08 for Josie Carroll. And Rafael Hernandez finished in second with Shirley Furious, and Shards was third in the race. But it was all the big payoff there at Turfway was in the late pick five. The late pick five paid $70,155.12. Finally, at Delta Downs, the Louisiana Bred Premier Night, winners of the stakes race there, the Distaff won by Wonderand, the Matron won by Six Strings, the Prince won by Cajun Matoli, and the Sprint Stakes won by Mark's Promise, and the big race, the Championship Stakes, won by Touch Upon a Star for Tim Thornton and Jeff DeLome, paying $2.10 as the overwhelming prohibitive favorite in that one. Blue Cheese was second. Tiz Shunning Lucky Star was third in there on the Louisiana Premier Night of Racing there, Delta. All right, you got all that happened yesterday, but we want to go what's going to happen today, right? So when we get back, we'll go to our racing menu and then off with our handicappers, reminding you we won't be here on Wednesday. We'll have a new set on Thursday. And by the way, get on the YouTube channel and go to Race Day, of course, and subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. It's free to subscribe, and you can start chatting away with our chatters. Don't go away on this Groundhog Day. We'll be back in a moment.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Let's take a look at the weather right now here in Las Vegas. It's chilly out there, but not as cold as it has been. It's 43 degrees right now outside, 43. But get this, you ready? We're going to top off at 72 degrees today here in Las Vegas. No wind, beautiful sunshine, 72 today. And that's going to be like, it's going to be like that for the rest of the week. We're going to get into the low 40s overnight. And in the daytime, we're going to be in the 70s, 75, 74, 73, right in there. So if you're planning on coming up to Vegas, that's going to be the weather right now. Low 40s overnight and in the lower 70s and mid-70s for the rest of the week, at least through Thursday, that's for sure. All right, what's going on around the country, though? Let's see. We take a look at the temperatures. Miami, 79. New York is 37. Chicago, 48. Phoenix, Arizona is going to be 80 today. Southern California, Los Angeles, 75. And, of course, as I say, today here in Las Vegas, we're going to top out at 72. And as far as any precipitation around, everything is in the great northwest. You got some rain and snow up in the northwest and all the other snow and action is going on right around the Great Lakes area and up into Canada. The rest of the country looks pretty darn good for racing today, so let's get started with your menu. Here's today's racing menu, reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the first post times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times rolling out in the book right behind us. If you're listening on the many different platforms that we have and you're in a multitude of different time zones, adjust whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone, tweak it out so you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here's the menu for today. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 9 races today, and their first post time at Gulfstream is set at 9:20. Gulfstream Park's Pick 6 jackpot carryover, left over from yesterday, even though some hit it at a nice price. The Gulfstream Pick 6 jackpot carryover now stands at $135,069 and a first post time of 9:20. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has 8 races today, and Laurel's first post time is at 9:25 at Laurel today. Small Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $984. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs, Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $11,586. 10 races today at Tampa Bay. First post time is 9:25. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. And now Aqueduct has a first post time for 8 races at 10:10. 10:10 first post at Aqueduct today. And their carryover and their Pick 6. Small one. But the picks, remember, this is a regular Pick 6, not a jackpot. Pick 6 carryover at Aqueduct, $32,631. And again, their first post time is set at 10:10 today. Oaklawn Park has 9 races. Their first post time is at 10:30. Fairgrounds has 8 races. And the Fairgrounds has a first post time today at 10:45 at the Fairgrounds today. And then we go next to Sunland Park. Sunland Park has 9 quarter horse races today. 3 of them are stakes races. Sunland Park's first post time is at 11:25. A couple of small carryovers. Pick 5, $190. Super High 5, $192. First post time, Sunland, 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita. Great race place. Santa Anita has 10 races today. Their feature race is the Las Virgenes. That's the third race on the card. It comes early because there's only 5 three-year-old fillies in this field. It has 20 points for the Kentucky Derby Oaks, Kentucky Oaks, I should say. 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And in this race, the big 2-5 favorite is Tenma with Juan Hernandez aboard. That's the third. You got 10 races overall today at Santa Anita and a first post time of 12:30 at Santa Anita. Wrapping it up at Los Alamitos in Southern California. You know what they do at Los Al on Sundays if they don't have a carryover in the pick six. They seed the pick six pool at 10 grand, and that's what it's at today. The pick six pool is 10,000 already sitting there. 8 races today, 1 mixed breed, 7 quarter horses, and 5 of those quarter horses races are trials for 3-year-olds at 350 yards. First post time at Los Alamitos. Further 8 race card is set at 5 p.m. this evening. All right, let's go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Well, we had short fields at Santa Anita yesterday. One of them, of course, for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. We got another one today. The Lost Virgin is going to give 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And there's 5 in the race. And you know who's got the favorite.
Yeah, it's kind of silly racing. It really is, Ralph. You know, I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. And that's what we're stuck with. So we don't have much of a choice.
Thank goodness, though, it's in the early part of the card. And, of course, they wanted to keep it away from the pick six. Pick six will start in the race after race 4 because there's 10 races today at Aqueduct. But I guess we'll just give Tenma an easy victory, an afternoon workout, I guess, in the Las Virgenes. I don't see where you can even put it with an exact or cold and make any money.
No, it's a race to watch, Ralph. You know, some of these races are just silly. I mean, even yesterday, you know, the horse won the Breeders' Cup. But again, he got away with a lonely lead. And when Baffert has 3 horses in the race and you have other speed horses and they don't push the other Baffert, well, you know, I don't know how much you could really take out of those races. But the horse ran well and won. But, you know, let's see what happens when he has to face horses and he gets some adversity in the race.
Well, I would say one thing. Yesterday, Santa Anita did have some nice prices to it. It just wasn't earlier in the card. After all, they had a super high 5 yesterday to pay over $22,000. And yet, you know, the top payoff, of course, came in the pick 5 at Gulfstream. Charlestown had a $74,000 plus pick 6 jackpot win. And, of course, as we know, the Gulfstream Park's pick 6 paid over $61,000 there. But, you know.
And there were multiple winners, by the way, Ralph, at Gulfstream.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. When you get $60,000, there's more than one winner. That was nice.
More than one winner. But, you know, you take a look at least the last 2 races at Santa Anita could produce some pretty good payoffs that might make the late pick 5 happen there at Santa Anita. They got a 14 and a 13 horse field. Of course, we'll have some scratches. But they are wide open events today at Santa Anita.
Yeah. Did you have an opinion, by the way, on the DQ yesterday?
You know, I got to tell you, there were 2 separate instances that these stewards were looking at. And so I was going back and forth, back and forth. The first one where he almost cut the horse off, I could see. I didn't quite understand the first one, of course, was coming out of the starting gate where he just wiped out the 8 horse.
The eight horse hopped at the start, Ralph. It made it look a lot worse than it was. Yeah. And if everybody remembers the Byron rule, they don't take horses down for instances out of the gate. I mean, I could count on one hand. Actually, I remember really two horses coming down for gate infractions over the past 7 or 8 years, but they decided to do it yesterday. And the problem with yesterday's was that the 8 horse hopped at the start, so it made it look much worse than it really was. I would have never taken that horse down, honestly. I mean, the winner won easily, they DQ'd him. So what could I tell you?
I wholeheartedly agree with that because I thought, me personally, in the Byron race, I thought he should have come down, even though it was the Breeders' Cup.
But why? But once they let that go, exactly. Then they have to leave. They set a precedent. Stick to it. That's all.
Well, you know as well as I do that the one thing that's consistent about the rulings now in Southern California is inconsistency, and that's a prime example of it. But disqualified that horse and put the favorite up. John Lindo texted me later on. He said the favorites at Santa Anita, 8 races out of the 10 races yesterday were won by the favorites. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's just not good. And as far as the Holy Bull's concerned, Ralph, enough with Ferocious. This is a one-turn horse. He doesn't want to go two turns. He's terrific. He'll be great at 7 furlongs or a mile. But we said it on the show yesterday, he has a tendency to hang. And by the way, Tappan Street, the horse that did run second, is the horse that I would buy stock in. This was his second career start. He was thrown into a grade three stake. First time around, two turns. He ran super. They beat the rest of the field by 10 lengths. Take nothing away from the winner because he was great for Ian Wilkes.
Yeah.
But the runner-up may be the horse to watch down the road.
I can tell you this. If you can see me, I'm putting my hands up right now. I'm washing my hands of Ferocious. Now, he'll go on and make me look silly.
Yeah, he'll win the Derby or something.
Yeah, he'll wind up winning the Derby, but you know, what I saw yesterday, because the jock, Javier Castellano, did nothing wrong. He sat there. He was in a perfect spot. He made that big move on the turn, got right up to the leader, and then kaput.
Spit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other two horses ran away, so.
I understand that, but he wasn't competitive at all. I mean, when those other two horses moved away, he was not a competitive at all. It was like, okay, enough said. One of those things. So
I'm done.
That's it. I'm done. My hands are washed on Ferocious. Anyhow, Jonathan, what I want you to do is I know that on Wednesdays you, of course, give us a pick or two on Wednesday, usually at the Florida tracks. And we're not going to have a show on Wednesday. So for the chatters out there in the chat box and for everybody else who watches the show, if you'll send me your picks for those two picks on Wednesday, I'll put it on my X account. Now, again, my X account for everybody out there, again, I'll give it to you. It's at LV Ralph, at LV, I guess, where the heck did I put this? At Race Day LV Ralph.
You don't follow yourself?
No, I don't. I hardly follow myself anywhere. So. But it's at Race Day LV Ralph. At Race Day, spelled the two words, LV and then Ralph. And if you give it to me, I'll post them on X at, I'd say about 9 o'clock. I'll get it by nine.
Yeah, we'll have one from 10 and one from Gulfstream.
Okay, good enough there. Nice win yesterday you gave us. That was one of the toughest races yesterday at Santa Anita, by the way, when he gave us that winner there. Paid a nice price.
What a ride by Rispoli. He had the 11 posts and came up the rail. That's not an easy thing to do in a full field, but he gave that horse a terrific
Well, he was next to last going down the backstretch. That's why, you know, he just dropped right out and pulled over and then weaved his way between horses. It was a heck of a ride there. Vengaza winning and paying $10.60. All right, so let's parlay that to some more winners today.
All right, Ralph, let's look at Aqueduct's fifth race today. And by the way, there is a pick six carryover. Fifth race today, I like the number 4 horse in here. He's got this. This is a 6-year-old gelding who was claimed out of his last race by trainer Jamie Ness. Ruben Silvera bored to ride. Silvera rides for Ness at parks regularly on Mondays and Tuesdays when everywhere else is dark. 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 4. He's got this to win today's fifth race out at Aqueduct.
Well, let's make sure he's got it in the fifth race. The 4, he's got this. With Silva aboard, the 4 in the fifth race Aqueduct. That is the anchor race, of course, in the early pick 4, early pick 5. And it is part of the pick 6 with that carryover. Fifth race again, number 4 at Aqueduct. Gulfstream next.
Let's go to race 9, 1/16 on the turf. And the number 1 horse in here, a Pellet, is a 4-year-old filly from the Todd Pletcher barn. She makes a first start as a 4-year-old. She had 3 races last year, 2 of them very good on the turf. Irod Ortiz ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 1, a Pellet, to win today's 9th race.
All right, 9th race, 9th and final race today at Gulfstream Park. Number 1, a Pellet with Irod Ortiz Jr., who is very much limited in his rides yesterday. Usually he's a guy that wins 4 or 5 on a big day, but he was limited to 1 win yesterday. So at Gulfstream Park in the 9th and final, Irad aboard number 1, a Pellet, the 1 in the 9th, is your Gulfstream Park pick, and we'll wrap it up in Southern California at Santa Anita.
8th race today, 1/8 on the turf, and I love the number 6 horse in here, Cathal. This is a 4-year-old colt from the John Sadler barn. reunited today with Hector Berrios, who was the last rider to win on this horse. Look who this horse has been running against. Stake races the last couple of races. Now drops to a more logical play. 6-1 on the morning line. Back on Lasix today. Number 6, Cathal. Pick 5, pick 4, pick 6 single in today's 8th race out at Santa Anita.
All right, then. In the 8th race, the 6th Cathal is Jonathan Ardoon's pick, Hector Barrios aboard. And it happens to be on the turf where Mr. Barrios does a lot of damage. So in the 8th race, the 6 is your key. 8th race 6 at Santa Anita. Remember, folks, Jonathan's got a full sheet both at Aqueduct, at Santa Anita, and at Gulfstream Park, right?
And Oaklawn.
And Oaklawn Park. Don't forget Oaklawn.
J-O-N-H-A-R-D-O-N. By the way, Ralph, tomorrow Oaklawn is running. They're running Thursday's card. That was a makeup for the week before, but Thursday was flooded out, so they're running tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a makeup card.
Right, exactly.
let's see if they can get, as far as Punxsutawney Phil is concerned, he's got 6 more weeks of winter down there. So, but let's hope they get the makeup card done tomorrow, and you will have a sheet for that as well, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Enjoy your Wednesday off. And we will talk.
I'll see you Thursday in the new studio. That should be nice. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, new studio setup. New set, should say, in the studio. Thanks a lot, my man.
Whatever. Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. We'll be back next. Our next guy up is Rich Ang. And we're getting closer to that Super Bowl 1 week from today. It's a go. Wonder if he has another Super Bowl prop pick for us. We'll wait and see. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Ang, standing by. Richie, good morning on this Groundhog Day.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
You ever been to the event, the Groundhog deal at Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
No, the closest I got was watching Bill Murray's movie, Groundhog Day. That's about it.
Well, you and I got we got physically closer the time when we took a trip together to, and I won't say what we did, but I mean, we drove through 3 states to watch a race in a stakes race, and then drove through those same 3 stakes to go back because we're sick players. But in any case,
true.
We did stop at Hershey, Pennsylvania, remember?
We did stop at Hershey. I remember getting a couple of souvenirs to bring home. Yeah. And that was a fun trip, Ralph. You had a great chance to talk with you, and you've been friends a long time, but it's kind of fun to go on a road trip.
Yeah, it sure is. And as a matter of fact, it was to see Easy Goer, I think, win the Withers, wasn't it?
It was the mile prep. It wasn't the Withers. I can't remember the name of it. It wasn't the Bayshore.
One of those.
And it wasn't the Wood Memorial either. Yeah. It was the race in between.
Yeah.
But yeah, he set like a track record.
Yeah. In any case, we're going to, I guess, according to Punxsutawney, we're going to have another 6 weeks of winter, but it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the book. Before we get you to your pick today at Santa Anita, there are multitudes, and they keep adding them every day, of all these prop bets for the Super Bowl. And if folks just want to, you know, have a little fun during the Super Bowl and not bet the old vanilla, you know, bet of the point spread and the over-under total, I know you're perusing the props. You got anything for us today?
Yes, I do. Before I give you the pick, I want to point out to my hatter up, because I did not mention during the week that it was Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. So Gong Hei Fa Choi, the Vegas Golden Knights actually put this hat out, limited edition, only 100 printed. My stepdaughter Chrissy bought me one, but this is Happy New Year in Chinese on a Vegas Golden Knights hat.
On our Vegas really Golden Knights. Okay, good. Well, that's all right. Okay.
And as far as the pick, I do have my South Point sheet for the props. And I did make another bet as far as the sheet goes. At South Point, I bet 31-30, which is total punts in the game under 6.5. When this sheet first came out, Ralph, it said 7.5. And when I went up to bed, I couldn't run up to the window fast enough. Mm-hmm. They had already changed it from 7.5 to 6.5, because I think they realized 7.5 was a little too high. But I still think 6.5. You have to make these prop bets in what they call a correlated fashion. So when I'm thinking there's not going to be many punts, that means I think there's going to be a high scoring,
sure,
long drives, a lot of fourth down attempts by both teams. And if the punters sit on the sideline along with you and me, Ralph, watching the game, that's fine by me. So let's go. Total punts in the Super Bowl under 6.5.
Okay, now I want to remind everybody out there, there's a lot of prop bets. I mean, there's pages and pages of prop bets. And most of the people that will go to the max here in Las Vegas, it'll be like New Year's Eve here. It'll be over 300,000 people, and 10,000 of them probably right here at the South Point like it was last year. But these prop bets, when they start showing up in town, and they'll start coming to town between Tuesday and Wednesday, and they'll start building throughout the week until Sunday. That's when the prop bets are going to take their hits as far as the numbers changing and the price of those numbers changing. So if you're here in town or you're coming up and you want to locally here and you want to get to the best prices early, as you say, Richie, do it early, because
do it now.
Yeah. Okay.
This price, Ralph, was -120, but it's gonna get worse as we get into the week.
All right, you got to pick at Santa Anita today. We need a bankroll to bet that.
Yeah, you know, we've done through this path before. That as handicappers, we send the picks in to you guys, mm-hmm, the night before. We don't know what the other handicappers have picked, but in race 8 at Santa Anita, guess what? Jonathan and I are on the same horse, number 6, Cathal. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the same reasons, Hector Berrios coming out of 3 graded stakes races. I doubt if we're going to get 6-1, but, you know, if you get 4-1, I'll take Hector on the grass again. So I've got the same pick as Jonathan, Cathal, race 6.
Well, I want to remind everybody, I want to remind everybody out there that I instruct the handicappers to send the picks in, and I do that, and if they land on the same horse, that's fine with me. I want the best picks that you have on the day. And if you happen to land on the same horse, that only gives me that good housekeeping seal of approval from the handicappers that two have come to the same conclusion in a particular race from different handicapping methods. So that's okay by us. So in the 8th race, you and Jonathan both like number 6, Cathal, the 6 Cathal. And I can tell you right now, a lot of handicappers like this horse on top in that race as well. 6-1 might be ambitious, but it's a pretty competitive race, so let's hope we can keep a little bit of the price there. In the 8th race, the 6 Cathal for you as well. And, of course, Richie has his selections for all the rest of the races at Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Well, Richie, we start going full tilt for the Super Bowl next week. As you know, we don't have a Wednesday show, but as we also know, usually on Wednesdays when you come on the show, you'll give a pick at a racetrack somewhere. And so I'm offering you the same thing as Jonathan. If you will email me or text me a pick on Wednesday for our subscribers and our listeners and our watchers out there, I'll put it up on my X account on X.
Yeah, I'll text you a pick on a Tuesday night like I do normally. And, I was going to say Oakland's running tomorrow, but on Wednesday, there's just usually some decent tracks to handicap from.
Well, the Florida tracks, Tampa and Gulfstream for sure. All right, thanks a lot, Rich. Go back to work for more Super Bowl props next week.
Yeah, I know we're going through withdrawal this Sunday, Ralph. No football of any kind, but next Sunday you'll make up for it.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks a lot, Richie.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to come back with our final segment. John Lendo is with us. Jerry Jerkowitz will not be with us. He's feeling under the weather. Oxatani, thanks. But he's feeling under the weather. And but I got his picks for you, so I'll get you his picks, and then we'll go to John Lendo to wrap up this Groundhog Sunday show. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports.
F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dog's fault. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bump.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, wrapping up this Sunday show for you, reminding you we won't be here Wednesday, but we'll be back on Thursday with a new set. Let me give you a Jerry Jerkowitz picks right now before we get to John Lendo. Jerry's Aqueduct selection. His feature play is Aqueduct selection in the sixth race today at Aqueduct. He likes number one, Quick Hammer. 2-1 on the morning line with Eric Hansel aboard. The one, Quick Hammer, in the sixth race. The link-ups include numbers 2, 5, and 6. The four horses scratched in that race, by the way. In the sixth race, 1/2, 5, and 6, and reverse. The one is the play in the sixth race at Aqueduct. Now getting to Santa Anita. At Santa Anita, we go to the first race, the very first race at Santa Anita. Post time, by the way, is 12:30 today at Santa Anita, 12:30 Pacific time. And in the first race, Jerry's feature play pick is number 3, Mas Rapido. Number 3, Mas Rapido, with Umberto Rispoli aboard, is the play in the first. The 3, the link-ups are numbers 1, 6, and 8. So you have the 3/1, 6, 8, and reverse. The 3 is the key. And although Jerry is feeling under the weather, he has full sheets, the full Jerry J's Power Pages for both Santa Anita and Aqueduct at his website, jerryjspowerpage.com. Now we go to John Lendo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, first I want to ask you about those races yesterday. Anything that stands out to you?
I thought, the winners of the Withers, that horse is okay. And the Holy Bull race, I thought both of those, the first two finishes were good. So, and then we saw Citizen Bull do his thing where he got the lead like he did in the Breeders' Cup, but he did the same thing, went wire to wire. But I thought Rodriguez learned a lot yesterday, kind of getting shuffled back between horses and going around. So, mm-hmm. In general, I think a few of those horses deserve a chance to take the next step forward and try and keep their Derby hopes alive.
And, of course, the Las Virgenes today with 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And Baffert's got the big 800-pound gorilla in this one, too.
Well, you got to remember, Tenma is 2-5 on the morning line there. She's 3-4 lifetime, but her only bad race was her only race at Santa Anita.
Ah.
At the time she ran there, he said she just did not handle the racetrack.
So, uh-huh.
I don't know, at 2-5, do you want to figure out, was it just a bad race? Is she going to bounce back to herself? If she runs a race, she's going to win. But based on what I saw in her one start at Santa Anita, I don't trust that's going to happen.
Filthy favorites yesterday at Santa Anita again. And, of course, a couple of those stakes races with the short fields and the Baffert horses in it contributed to that. But really, 8 favorites out of 10 races.
Yeah, the CAW guys were sharp because they bet down some horses to favorites that weren't, and all that money came through, and they were on the right horses yesterday.
What about Peter Miller getting this $5,000 fine from the California Horse Racing Board for entering a horse that he didn't even have in his shed row.
Yeah, I don't know all the details on that one. I saw that article, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Pete or anybody else about what that was, but that's not a good look. And
no.
I'm surprised that the fine is really as small as it is based on what that situation was.
Yeah, and Peter Miller having a few run-ins with authorities in the past as well. So we'll just leave it at that. But in any case,
exactly.
Yeah, in any case, that's it. You have a Linda report for Santa Anita today, but you also have the Coast to Coast Pick 5 that covers the races at Gulfstream Park as well on that sheet. And the full Linda report for that, all the goody information, a suggested late pick 4 at Santa Anita, and all the picks at Santa Anita. The entire Linda report is available in one comprehensive sheet right here at the South Point, free of charge, because they love horse players here at the South Point. The Linda report here. Complimentary. The only place in your gaming capital, by the way. John, let's get started with another winner today, buddy. You had a nice winner in the Forward Gal yesterday at Gulfstream. You and Jonathan provided a Sirocco play for us.
There we go. Real quick, Ralph, I don't promote my radio show very often, but today between 8 and 10, or 2 hours today, we're going to have John Sherva on. He's the horse racing writer for the LA Times. He published an article today.
Mm-hmm.
About the situation in Southern California with racing and how it can affect everything nationwide. A really good article if you get a chance to read it. If not, listen to the show today. You can listen at thoroughbredla.com.
Thoroughbredla.com, a must listen today. And by the way, you should plug your show more often on this show as well, because these folks would be happy to listen to more of John Lendo following our shows. All right, John, we got about 30 seconds left to get a pick out of you for Santa Anita today.
10th race today, number 10, Chrome Flash, coming down the hill, is in career best form, had a rough trip last time, running well on the flat course. I think he falls on a good stocking trip here. Just avoid being wide crossing the dirt, 5-1 on the program. Number 10, Chrome Flash, race 10, Santa Anita.
All right, the 10th and final race today at Santa Anita, and the 10 horse in the 10th race, Chrome Flash, is John Lendo's pick off the Lendo Report, the 10 and the 10th, that's easy to remember. Don't forget, folks, don't panic. We'll be back on Thursday, but we will not have a Wednesday show. They're reconstructing a new set in this studio, so we'll be on the new set on Thursday morning. Both Jonathan and Richie will text me some picks for Wednesday, and I'll put it on my X account. Again, the X account is at @RaceDayLVRalph, at @RaceDayLVRalph. In the meantime, until then, on this Groundhog's Day, well, Mr. Lendo has one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
See you Thursday.